Masechet Brachim Paradala Mishnah Ches Shishas Bar Asu Anshe Yerich Aslosa Michu Biyad Ve Aslosa Lo Michu Biyad. There were six things that the people of Yericho were in the habit of doing. About three of these things the Chachamim protested, and about the other three the Chachamim did not protest. Now all six things were done Shelo Baratzon Chachamim. The Chachamim were not pleased with any of the six things that the Anshei Yericho were in the habit of doing. However, they only protested regarding three of those things. Ve'elu hein shelo michu b'yadam. These are the three things that the Anshei Yericho were in the habit of doing, that the Chachamim did not protest about them. Markivin de kolim kohayom. They would grab palm trees the entire day of the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. They would take a branch from a palm tree that does produce dates, and they would graft it onto a palm tree that does not produce dates, and they would do that the entire day of Erev Pesach. And the Chachamim were not pleased about that, because they should not be doing Malacha the entire day of Erev Pesach. However, they did not protest about it. They korchen eshema, and they would hasten kriyishma. They would not say Baruch Shein Kvoy Machuso Liolam Voy. And the people of Yericho were also in the habit of harvesting the grain and stacking it before the bringing of the Korban Omer on the 16th day of Nisan. The Chachamim were not pleased with that, because they were afraid that if you work on the grain before the bringing of the Korban Omer, you might end up eating it, and you're not allowed to eat that year's crop of grain until after the bringing of the Korban Omer on the 16th day of Nisan. However, even though the Chachamim were not pleased with these three things, they did not protest about them. However, with regard to the following three things that the Anshei Yericho were in the habit of doing, the Chachamim did protest. Matirin gam dioshohek, the people of Yericho were in the habit of permitting what grows from a tree of hekdesh. Somebody would be mocked as a tree, and then branches would grow from the tree after the tree had become hekdesh. The people of Yericho would allow to make use of those branches that grew from the tree, even though the tree belongs to Hegdesh. And the Chachamim protested, and the Chachamim felt whatever grows from a tree that somebody was Makdish, that growth would also belong to Hegdesh, and therefore would be forbidden to make any usage of those branches. And the people of Yericho were in the habit of eating from fruit that is found under a tree on Shabbat. And they didn't know whether the fruit had fallen from the tree on Shabbat or had fallen from the tree before Shabbat. And they would eat from the fruit, even though there was a suffix that maybe the fruit fell from the tree on Shabbat itself. And in such a case, the fruit would be forbidden, as you're not allowed to eat from a fruit that fell from a tree on Shabbat, and that fruit would be muktzah, since it was still attached to the tree on the beginning of Shabbat. So therefore, a suffix, you would not be allowed to eat the fruit. So the Chachamim protested when they found that they ate those fruit that was under the tree on Shabbat. And the Anshei Yericho were also in the habit of giving peah from vegetables. They would set aside peah to be given to the aniyim, even from vegetables. And the Chachamim protested, as vegetables are not chayav in peah, as since vegetables is not something that's stored away for long periods of time, you're not chayav to give peah from vegetables. And that is one of the conditions of things that are chayav in peah, that it has to be something that could be stored away. And since it is patur from peah, if you do set aside the peah to give it to the aniyah, it would be chayav in maaser. As even though normally peah is not chayav in maaser, and the aniyah who take the peah can eat it without taking off maaser. However, since they're taking off peah from vegetables, which is not really chayav in peah, the aniyah would have to separate maaser before eating it. And since the aniyah were not aware of that, they were eating the peah, even though the maaser had not been taken from it. So therefore, the Chachamim protested when they found that the people of Yericho were setting aside peah from
vegetables.
There were six things that Chizkiah HaMelech did. And regarding three of those things, the Chachamim acknowledged that they were proper things to do. However, with regard to three other things that Chizkiah HaMelech did, the Chachamim did not acknowledge that they were the proper thing to do. The Chachamim did not agree with those three things that Chizkiah HaMelech did. Gira Atmo David Amita Shel Chavala VeHodula. Chizkiah HaMelech dragged the bones of his father on a bed made from rope, and the Chachamim acknowledged that this was a proper thing to do. Now the father of Chizkiah HaMelech was Achaz HaMelech, who was a terrible Rasha. And Chizkiah HaMelech wanted that his father should have a kapara after his death, so therefore he dragged him on a bed of rope and did not bury him with kavod on a nice bed. And that way, since he was buried in disgrace, that would be a kapara from him, and Rasham would also learn a lesson from there, so therefore the Chachamim felt that that was a proper thing to do, and the Chachamim acknowledged it. Kita Nechasha Nechoshes Behodulo. Chizkiah HaMelech also broke apart the Nechasha Nechoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and the Chachamim acknowledged that this was a proper thing to do, as people were led astray by the Nechasha Nechoshes, and they were serving it as an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, even though the Nechasha Nechoshes was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chachamim acknowledged it was a proper thing to break it apart so that people would not be led astray by it. Gana Sefer Refuah. Chizkiah HaMelech hid away the book of Refuah, and the Chachamim acknowledged that this was a proper thing to do. And since all the Refuahs were listed in this book, people would not turn to Hashem when they became sick. They felt they didn't have to daven. They could just rely on the Sefer Refuahs, and they would find a cure for their illness. So therefore, Chizkiah HaMelech felt it was better to hide away the Sefer Refuahs, and that way people would turn to Hashem when they become ill. And the Chachamim acknowledged that this was a proper thing to do. However, with regard to the following three things, the Chachamim did not acknowledge that Chizkiah HaMelech acted properly. Chizkiah HaMelech cut down the doors of the Hechel and sent them to the king of Ashur as a bribe so that the king of Ashur will help him at war. And the Chachamim did not acknowledge that this was a proper thing to do. Chizkiah HaMelech closed off the water of the upper Gihon. This was a stream found outside of Yerushalayim. And when the enemies came and put a siege on Yerushalayim, he sealed off the water so that the enemy will not have to drink. However, the Chachamim did not acknowledge that this was a proper thing to do, because the Navi had guaranteed Chizkiah HaMelech that the enemies will be unable to capture Yerushalayim. So therefore, there was no need for Chizkiah HaMelech to seal off the water, as he should not have sealed off the water. Instead, he should have relied on Hashem, since he had been promised by a Navi that he would be safe. Iber Nisan B'Nisan, V'lo Hodul. Chizkiah HaMelech was Ma'aber Nisan when it was already Nisan, and the Chachamim did not acknowledge that this was a proper thing to do. Meaning to say, after it had already become Nisan, Chizkiah HaMelech decided to make the previous year into an Iber Yul, and to make an Adar Sheni, and to push off Pesach by a month. However, once it's already Nisan, it's too late to decide to make the previous year into an Iber Yul. You have to do that before it turns Nisan. Now, the Mefarshim explained, he didn't actually wait until Nisan to make it into an Iber Yul. Instead, he waited until the 30th day of Adar to make it into an Iber Yul, which is also too late. And the 30th day of Adar could already be Nisan if the Edom will testify that they saw the new moon, then it would be Rosh Chodesh and the first day of Nisan. So since the 30th day of Adar could already be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's too late to decide to make a second Adar. And Chizkiah HaMelech decided to make a second Adar on the 30th day of Adar. And the Chachamim did not acknowledge that this was a proper thing to do.